Thanks for driving us. Best sister ever. No wonder he's head over heels for you. And don't worry. I can carry my own bag. I'm not that helpless. See you. I'll take very good care of him. I'll make sure he doesn't do anything scandalous. Come on, Daddy. Hey, why the long face? I know you'll miss her. But you do get a special opportunity here, don't you? I'm helping you with your career. Just like any sweet, soon-to-be sister-in-law should. Or should I say, just like any mother of your child-to-be. Don't play coy with me. You wanted to come visit me. You were hard the entire trip. I bet you were dying for me to lean forward and reach around to rub that cock of yours right in front of her. Don't lie, Daddy. You're hard right now, too, aren't you? This way. Here's your room. Oh, what's the matter, Daddy? Finding it strange that your home this week is filled with my things? That's because there is no other room, silly. You have the lovely privilege of staying with me. Oh, what's the matter? Isn't this what you wanted? To spend a week with the sweet little girl who would do anything for you? You're sexy, incredibly cute, gorgeous, mouth-watering, slutty girl. Don't you walk away from me. Put that bag down and sit. Daddy, why do you think I had my sister drive us? Sure, it was her idea, but I gave that idea to her. And now that she's gone, there's no way back. You might as well just accept it. Because I set everything up this week. For you! I'm not the villain here, Daddy. I'm just motivated to help you. Now let me get you a drink, silly. Are you looking for your phone? Oh, you mean this? Oh, that can't be good. Don't you dare. I'm very persuasive, so I can get you a new one any day of the week, if you're good. Now sit, Daddy. I've been incredibly reasonable, waiting months to even come for you, and now I've waited long enough. You owe me a baby. You promised me you would shove that cock inside me as much as I want and pump that delicious, sticky seed inside my womb and impregnate me. Did you lie to me, Daddy? I don't like it when a man lies to me. And you had the audacity to come in my mouth first when I came to visit? You were lucky. I didn't rat you out right then and there, but like I said, I'm a very reasonable girl. Hey, whoa, I didn't lie about the work. I really did set you up for a little bit of work. However, I also have the ability to turn the opinion of your new boss. I can get you blacklisted from every place he has connections with in the industry, which is pretty much all of it. Aren't I being nice for keeping you from being blacklisted, Daddy? I had to put on my sweetest smile and do extracurriculars just to get the favors I needed to help you. I also got myself high grades. But that's besides the point. I put in a lot of time into this. I prepared everything in advance. I took all the right medications. I tracked my cycle so that I'm right in that special place. Oh, I'm ovulating, Daddy. And I'm so unbelievably horny. But only for you. Only for you. So are you gonna be a good daddy? And get on the bed for me? Or are you gonna be bad? Aw. Daddy, it's okay. I know it can be confusing. But I know this is all because you feel guilty for what you did. Cheating on her? Daddy, of course not. You feel guilty because you had an important job to do, and you didn't do that yet. Wouldn't mind to tell my professor that my sister's super smart boyfriend can't follow through on his promises? Of course not. There are lots of reasons why things don't happen right away. Maybe you just didn't want it enough. Maybe it wasn't the right time, or maybe it was because you were nervous my sister would catch us. But she won't catch us here, Daddy. We both know that you've thought about me every day since I left for college. You've thought about how good it felt to kiss me. How it felt to have your tongue in my warm little mouth and mine deep in yours. Don't try to avoid it. Just accept the reality of the situation and kiss me right here, right now, in my dorm room, far away from my sister's not so watchful eyes. I said, give me that mouth, Daddy. Much better. Yeah, that's it. Think about how much you miss my body. She doesn't kiss you like this. No one does, only me. Your sweet, good girl. Would do anything to make you happy. I'm sorry if I hurt you, Daddy. I just missed you so much. Every day I'm away from you, my whole body burns for it. I've touched myself every night, imagining your coming inside me. I haven't even had anyone since I had your cock inside me. The moment they get close, I lose interest because they aren't you. They don't have these lips. Oh. They don't have this body. Ugh. this incredible, perfect cock. Plus, I know you fucked me when I was on my back, but you've wondered what else we can do together, haven't you? You want to see how good it feels to have me ride you, bouncing up and down? You want to see my body as I give you what you've always wanted? A hot little college girl fucking you, calling out your name, only asking for more and more and more till you want me. You don't feel bad about doing this. You need this. You need me. Now be my daddy and fuck me. Oh fuck, that's it. I've waited forever to feel you grab me by the hips and take me. Tell me, daddy, what do you think about when you fuck my sister? Is it my mouth? My throat? My tight, wet pussy? Or is it when you fucked my ass? You love knowing when a woman's body is yours to use, don't you? I can feel it in the way your cock pulses beneath me. The way it's begging to be inside me already. Ugh, but daddy. I don't want the father of my child to not want it. It's bad for the baby. So I'm gonna give you a choice. You can walk away right now and I won't stop you. Or you can tell me you need to fuck me. Tell me that you want me to strap you down to the bed until you explode 1,000 times, that you come so much that my womb is absolutely filled with my daddy's sweet, powerful, perfect seed. It's your fault that this is happening, daddy. You know, maybe you tried to avoid getting me pregnant in the summer just so I would do this. Just so I would keep you here and be your good little slut. Oh, that's so naughty, daddy. You're more 30 than I thought. And I love it. What would my sister say? Knowing you planned this all along? Knowing that while you're with her, you wish you were fucking me. She would be absolutely heartbroken, daddy. How could you? I can see why you would. I'm difficult to resist, after all. Who could stop themselves from wanting this? Daddy, what are you doing? You can't leave. Come back here, daddy. If you don't come back here and fuck me this instant, I'll...
Help! Help, please! There's a man in my room and he's trying to attack me. Please help!
I told you. There's no way out, Daddy. Now get on the bed, or I'll ruin your life. I don't know why you're denying what you want. You want me, Daddy. It's why your cock hardens whenever I'm near you, whenever I touch you. Whenever I whisper in your ear, all I want is your baby, Daddy. Your baby. And I want it right now. Don't try anything. Was that too loud? Oh, it's nothing. I swear. I'm just a little evil. My sister's boyfriend is here for like a week. I'm gonna have to entertain him. Come on, dummy. Say hi. He's harmless. I just wanted to freak him out a little bit. I know, he looks all flustered after that. Sorry for making you stressed. And I really appreciate you being protective of me. Oh my god, shut it up. Don't call him cute. You'll inflate his ego. You better be careful. You met my sister, and she can get pretty jealous. I can't go out with the rest of you, so have fun. I have to deal with him since he's such a party pooper. I'm sure I can handle him. Have a good time, though. Bye-bye.
See, Daddy? I wouldn't tarnish your reputation if you're good to me.
So, where were we?
Oh, right. I was enjoying one of my favorite things. Sucking my daddy's incredible.
You know, Daddy, of all people that should be upset right now, it's me. My daddy was looking at that hot college girl in her skimpy little outfit right in front of me. Such a naughty daddy. But that's okay. Oh, your cock knows what's best for you. Only hard for me. And me alone. Come get comfortable, Daddy. I don't want to have to stand around. On the bed. Lie down. Good, Daddy. Now you get a comfy view of your sweet little girl sucking your cock like the sluttiest woman in the world. Oh. now, Daddy. I'm starting to wonder if you like it when I threaten you. Do you love it when I threaten to tell everyone your little secret?
My secret?
Oh, you're adorable. Oh, Daddy, it's me. I'm your slutty little secret. Daddy, what are you doing? Look, you either want to fuck me or you don't, so which is it? Do I have to straddle you to make you look at me? What's wrong? Does your cock feel a little wet? Of course I'm not wearing any underwear. I don't want to cause any problems when I know for a fact that you make me soaking wet. Don't change the subject. Look into my eyes and tell me the truth, Daddy. If you tell me you want me, I'll make this a week you'll never forget. If you tell me you hate me, I'll make this a week you wish you'd forget. Oh, is that so? So, you hate me, but you still want me? I do appreciate the honesty. It's not so bad. You could learn you love me. After all, what sort of daddy wouldn't do his best to love the mother of his child? You already are halfway there, if not entirely. You love my mouth, don't you? On your lips. Your neck. And you love my tight pussy taking your cock right down. Tell me you want it. Tell me that you want me to ride you until you pump that cum inside me. If you don't say it, I can't trust you. And I guess your life is over. Oh, that's a good daddy. Now you get to feel me grind my soaking wet pussy on your cock. Imagine it, daddy. Imagine bending me over, pulling my hair, thrusting this cock into my ass while I gently grind my pussy along your shaft. Oh, that's it, daddy. Moan for me. I want your cock so fucking bad. Fuck. I can't wait anymore. I just need to. I need to. Fuck. Daddy. Don't you dare look away. Watch me bounce on your cock. Watch me. And get ready to come inside me. Don't.
You could overpower me if you wanna, but you love it when I pin you down, don't you? You aren't even conflicted anymore. You want me. Say it, Daddy. Say you wanna come inside me. Tell me you wanna breed me for days and days until I'm pregnant. You like hearing that, don't you? Impregnate me, Daddy. Give me a baby. Fill my fertile pussy with every drop of that warm, thick, delicious load of perfect, amazing sperm. Here comes. It's what I want. It's what I need. I don't need anything else in the world except your seed. Resist me. Just look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Make me a mommy. Make me your precious pregnant wife. Oh, come, Daddy. Come inside me, please. Please, I want to be bred so fucking bad. Yes, come inside me, Daddy. Fill my womb. Yes, yes, yes. Give me a baby right fucking now. Come. Oh, fuck. Daddy, you're coming. Yes, fill me. Breathe me, Daddy, breathe me. Oh, my God, Daddy. Daddy. It is when my sister is nearby. You can fuck me as hard as you want, and I can moan as loud as I want. Just imagine how incredible it'll be this week. You can shove me down on the bed or on the floor. Pin me down and fill me again and again and again. Finally, some acceptance. Good, Daddy. Oh, I'm starting to think you aren't who you say you are. I think this whole thing is an act. You want to feel that thick load of yours pumping into my sweet, fertile womb. But you can't come right out and say it, can you? That would be awful. Cheating on my sister. How could you? You make it look like I'm the villain. I'm the evil little sister who seduces you, and I know this is what you want. You do. You want me. And you know what, Daddy? You don't have to worry. I can make sure you look absolutely innocent. And you can still drain your balls into me for an entire week. And any time you want after that. See? I'll just tie you down to the bed. And you can pretend to wish for freedom. But you don't want that. Wait, stop. Stop struggling. You wanted this, remember? Daddy, calm down. Daddy! Whoa! Ow, Daddy, that hurt. You made me fall off the bed. There's no need to be upset. You want to be free, you're fine. Then prove you don't need it. And use that anger to use me. I told you, one false move and it's over. You're upsetting me, and I'm about ready to scream. You can either give me what I want or deal with the consequences. Fine, if you're gonna be that way, then I'll tell this whole floor of young, innocent women that you... Well, do you really think you don't want this? If your first instinct is to shove your cock down my throat to keep me quiet? You're still hard too. How strange. See? You're all mine. I can't believe you think you could walk out of here. I'm not keeping you here, Daddy. You want to be here. Come on, use me. You already bred me. You filled me to the brim that it's spilling out of me. If you want me to shut up, then... Oof. Grab my hair and fuck my throat, honey. Don't pretend you don't love it. You're gonna come like crazy, I can tell. Yes, Daddy, yes. Throw me on the bed. Oh, pull my head off the edge. Ow. Goodness, Daddy. It took so much to really break you. But I'm so glad I finally did. You're all mine. Come cuddle me, Daddy. A beautiful princess loves to snuggle when she's bred and fed. No, you don't. Don't leave. You just came inside me and then fucked my mouth and you're just gonna leave? Come back here or you'll regret it.